The Beaver Watershed Alliance is in the middle of a project that aims to improve the water quality of the West Fork of the White River. As part of the West Fork Opportunity Assessment, a series of public meetings is being held in the communities throughout the watershed. Ozarks at-large Timothy Dennis attended one of those meetings last night at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Fayetteville, and he has this report.
Courtney Thomas, the outreach coordinator for the Beaver Watershed Alliance, says that the West Fork Opportunity Assessment Project has been going on for about 9 months.
Started in September, and we held a group of initial meetings to tell people about our project, and then have been working with landowners and different stakeholders since then. So our goal is to develop a series of maps that show the water quality improvement opportunities and priorities and where we've been working with landowners, who's interested in being involved and participating in our program, so that we can ultimately work on improvement projects to improve the water quality of the West Fork of the White River and Beaver Lake.
Those maps add to data compiled from the Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association and from the Watershed Conservation Resource Center and the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality. Thomas says that so far, much of the opportunity assessment program has been focused on engaging landowners in the 22 miles of the West Fork watershed.
So we've been connecting with landowners through site visits, encouraging them to voluntarily use best management practices, and to connect them with resources to really, help them achieve their goals, do something that's good for their land and their property while also doing something that's good for the water quality of the river.
She says that the West Fork of the White River has been listed on the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality's list of impaired bodies of water because of excessive sediment and because of decreased fish habitat.
We're trying to remove the river, or at least parts of the river, from that impaired rivers list, especially if we can identify specific places on the river that are in better or worse condition, then we can know where to focus, our energy and resources and projects to those areas.
But with other impaired sub-watersheds in the area, why start with improving the West Fork?
It's just one of the really priority areas for us to work in, and so we wanted to start there and work on this priority area. And our goal is to do similar work to what we're doing here, taking inventory and assessments in each of the 7 sub-watersheds. And so we're starting out right now in the West Fork.
John Pennington, director of the Beaver Watershed Alliance, says that the water quality of the West Fork is markedly different downstream than it is at the upstream end.
You can look at the upstream part of the river and you can see that the water quality is better, although the way water looks is not a good way to judge its quality. But if you look at the aquatic species, if you go back to historic reports, you can still find smallmouth bass in the upper part of the river. And until recently, they couldn't be found in the lower part around the airport very much.
Meetings like this one in Fayetteville are a key to the West Fork Opportunity Assessment Project. A series of meetings held last fall throughout the West Fork watershed garnered residents' concerns and potential projects that could be undertaken to help improve the waterway. But Thomas says the ideas that came out of those previous meetings varied from town to town.
Winslow identified that they have a desire to conserve a waterfall along the river down there, as well as address some stream erosion at their park. And so we were able to help get them resources to address that erosion problem. And that's something that we wouldn't have known about if they hadn't come to our meeting and told us about that, invited us out to the property so that we could see it and really come up with a plan and make it happen.
But the stated concerns of those in Fayetteville were considerably different.
Like I said, this is the most urbanized city in the watershed. And so there are a lot of concerns with invasive species removal and trash removal from trash, washing in, running off during storms into the stream. also have opportunities and interest in the conservation of Mount Kessler.
The main areas of concern for the crowd of slightly more than a dozen during Tuesday's Fayetteville meeting were related to incentivizing low-impact development in the city, which would allow for more natural groundwater flow into the river, and to making sure developers use proper protocols at construction sites, like adequate fencing, to prevent excessive runoff into the watershed. But also key to improving the West Fork watershed is the voluntary implementation of best management practices by landowners. Courtney Thomas says that the best management practices cover a wide range of land management techniques.
It can really be anything as, you know, simple as a soil test. So you're soil testing your property, your garden, your pasture, whatever, so that you can determine what type of fertilizer and how much fertilizer you should be putting down. And the goal of that is really to, save people money and reduce the amount of fertilizer that's being used, because people have a tendency to over-fertilize. But if they know how much fertilizer they need and what type, then they can put that down and not have excess that's running off into the river.
But those best management practices can also include planting trees, grasses, and shrubs to improve riparian buffers along the river, reforesting properties, installing rain gardens to catch stormwater runoff, or even stream restorations to rebuild eroded stream banks. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.